They long awaited interview, bro.
Welcome to the Remix Podcast. You know, I'm the host, Brando. I'm joined here today with Colin the Young Bull, the long awaited interview.
Man.
Then you know, Colin, how you feeling today?
You know, I'm all right, man. I'm just trying to stick through it. I'm tired of this quarantine though. Man, I miss hooping.
I feel that.
Like, it's 2021, we would be in sixth hour right now if we wasn't in quarantine.
Yeah, but I mean, quarantine, it's some hot garbage. I'm not trying to do this no more. I mean, dang, I got so bored during quarantine, I made a podcast.
Man, I got so bored during quarantine, I got back on the game, bro. The last time I was on Xbox playing video games was with you freshman year playing Fortnite.
Nobody plays video games anymore.
I stopped, bro. As soon as we got to high school and I started taking basketball, it was never a time where I didn't take basketball serious. But like when I made that freshman team and then was on JV and then went up to varsity, I'm like, oh no, this is going to take up 75% of my time during school.
Great.
So I'm like, well, I cut video games out of my life for a moment. And then since we've been in quarantine, I've been playing 2K. I've been playing Batman. I remember we was on the phone the other day, and we was talking, and I died, and I got pretty upset.
Said I got pretty upset.
Because I was doing so well on my no-death run. As soon as I get on the phone with you, instantly get shot.
You always find a way to die so I can carry you. Just like every Fortnite game we had in freshman year.
Listen. That Fortnite, my thing was lagging, okay?
Yeah, okay, Colin. Whatever you say. Like,
we ain't gonna talk about how we hadn't landed in Tilted running duos and you left me by myself and I was hiding in the bathroom and got
noodled. But I was going crazy though.
I got noodled.
I was going crazy though.
Man.
But anyway, Colin, as I do with everybody on here, I'm about to ask you a few questions, you know. You know, I watch your YOLOs. I see what these people be asking you. Now, usually you don't get them a straight answer. But today's the day.
You know what you're talking about, bro. I don't even know.
You're about to get a straight answer. Anything you say or do from this point on can be used against you.
Now, see, I'm going to tell you before you even ask me those questions. I don't give a straight answer on purpose. 50% of the time, that's what be going on. And then the other 50% of the time, I be trolling.
Well, Colin, the niggas need to know. They're lined up. They've been waiting for this. They've been waiting to know what Colin has been doing. I'm going to figure it out.
You're going to sound like Detective Brando right now.
Dang. Detective Brando.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we gonna start with some easy questions, you know? Some easy questions. You brung up, you play basketball on varsity, about to be on varsity again senior year. So what's the move? What's the goal next year?
Well, the goal for me, I'm gonna break it down like this. The goal for me has always been be better than everybody else I play with and I play against. That's always been the goal. The goal is to take this far, like, farther so I can actually hoop. Because, like, my family knows that I want to go pro, and everybody knows, like, if I put the work in, I'm talented enough to do it. But everybody also tells me I should have a backup plan as a resort. But, you know, this year coming up, we got a pretty stacked teams that we're going to be playing against. We're playing against Brother Rice again. I can't give too much of the teams. I can't give too much info because I don't know who else know besides me and one other teammate, but I know we're playing against Detroit Country Day for sure again.
Mm-hmm.
The goal this year is to get a banner. The goal every year is to get a banner.
Fair.
But then again, you can't do that when you got people who are selfish and think that the game – it's just won by one person. Now, I know there's no I in team, but there's an I in win.
Right.
The legendary Michael Jordan said that. He said, there's no I in team, but there's an I in win.
Right.
And see me, I'm not a selfish teammate, but it's like playing around people that's been selfish for like, I've been playing with the people that's on the team with me, for the majority I've been playing with since middle school. So it's kind of hard playing with them now, because in middle school, like, we were like good, but like, didn't nobody kind of know what they was doing then? Cause like, we 12, 13. Now we get to high school, it's like everybody got better in their own way. And it just seems like the selfishness just gets worse and worse. And, you know, the coaches don't say nothing about it, because they feel like if you're producing, then why say something to them? But, you know.
It's basically the fact of everybody want to be a star.
Right.
So.
And it's everybody wants to be the star, and I'm the only one who wants to be the star, but then we'll take a back seat and try to keep the team held together. Somehow, it's not like I get picked for that role, and it's not even roles, but it's like I always find a way being that one player who is not selfish and will sacrifice me giving up an opportunity to score and give it to somebody else to score. And it's always me being put in that situation. Like, freshman year, I had to go through that with Jalen and Bryce, because Sam was in there for a minute, then he got moved up, and then we got to JV. I had to go through it again with Bryce and Sam. So, I mean, not saying that they horrible players. They very talented. But it's just like, it seems like every time I play with people who think that the game revolves around them, I always end up being the one that's got to take the back seat. I'll start. I can get buckets, but it's like, it don't seem like it. I don't get compared to them when it comes to, oh, he doesn't do this, so he shouldn't be getting clocked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But nah, this year the goal is to get a banner.
All right. That's cool. So, second basketball question. What's your top three players in the league right now? Actually, give me your starting five out of players in the league right now.
In the NBA right now?
Right now.
Okay. So, at point guard, this is tough because you got so many talented point guards in the league.
Right.
As of right now, my point guard is going to have to be James Harden.
James Harden.
I know James Harden plays shooting guard, but my starting five will consist of James Harden running point, Kawhi Leonard running the two,
mm-hmm.
LeBron three, LeBron James at small forward, Kevin Durant at power forward, and then my center might have to be Joel Embiid.
Embiid, really?
Joel Embiid, when he's healthy, he's top. He's number one, if not top three, best center in the league when he's healthy.
All right, I'll give you that. That's a respectable starting five. I can already see people in the comments acting like, oh, what about Curry, man?
But no. But I don't know. That was my grandma in the background. But I can already know people gonna be like, why not Steph Curry? But I don't like I respect Steph Curry's game, but I don't. Okay, I'm putting it to you like this. Steph Curry, the person, is a respectable cool person. Yeah. The player is just as respectable as the person. I just don't like when everybody hops on the bandwagon and says, oh, Steph Curry's the best player of all time.
In the league. Yeah.
Steph Curry's the best point guard ever. Like, come on, nah. Like, before 2015, who was talking about the Warriors? Unless you were in the Bay Area, who was talking about the Warriors before 2015?
Right.
Because the way I see it, before 2014, you were either a Spurs fan, a Heat fan, a Lakers fan, a Clippers fan, or a Celtics fan.
Or wherever you live from.
Or the Thunder. Like when Harden, KD, and Russ was all on the Thunder.
Right, so yeah, all right. That's a respectable top five. I can already see y'all talking about where PG at. Where I agree with that. Now I like
Paul George is Paul George would probably have to come off the bench at 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Same thing with Giannis. If not, Giannis will come off probably at 6 minutes, and Paul George will probably be seventh in the rotation.
Right. Nah, I mean, I would change James Harden out for my boy Damian Lillard, but that's just my personal bias.
Yeah, because you love Damian Lillard.
Right? That's my favorite player in the league.
Don't get
right
me
now.
Wrong. Damian Lillard is cold. Don't get me wrong. But if I'm talking about we going to the finals and winning, not even taking the whole seven games, winning, sweeping a team in four games, that's the starting five I'm gonna go with.
Right. Right. I get what you're saying.
You got to have that one selfish player. But then again, when you got LeBron, who can score,
pass.
But he run the offense. You got KD, who's a shooter. James Harden can't be guarded. Kawhi Leonard can play D and score. So it's like, with that starting five, who going to stop that starting five?
All right. Now, before everybody start bombarding us with more comments, I think we need to change the subject.
Yeah. I'm not out here trying to get hate comments talking about, oh, he didn't pick Curry, or oh, he didn't have Giannis in his 35.
Right. But this is the last basketball question, actually. Favorite memory from basketball? Like, what was just something that's so funny that you think about it and you just burst into tears, crying, like laughing?
I got so many of them playing high school, bro. Like, from JV alone, it's too many. I think the two that stood out to me the most.
What the hell?
I'm gonna say three. Shout out to my mans, KJ and Terrence. Even though they're my guys, but the number one standout was when KJ, when we played Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
KJ got a tech ready to fight somebody. The game before that, that Saturday before, we had to play at Warren Woods Tower against Waterford Mott. And he was trying to fight somebody that game. And then within after that game, like, we lost. But after that game, they were celebrating, and Maloney had to step in and coach us because our actual coach, Gleason, was on his honeymoon. Maloney wanted to fight the coach from the other team because they was out there celebrating with like 30 seconds left of the game. He's like, all the players coming on the court, it should be a tech. And then my number three, we played New Haven at Macomb Community College. The first time we played New Haven ever. And Terrence, I got a video of this. Terrence was dribbling.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Terrence was dribbling the wall on a fast break. And he was looking to pass to somebody. And he ended up passing it to the ref, and the ref backed up like, don't pass me the ball. And he ended up tripping and falling out of bounds.
I seen that video, bro. That's so funny. But yeah. All right, that's cool. But now we about to get into the stuff that people really want to hear.
Oh, my God.
The YOLOs. Colin, the YOLOs. I do research for this, man. Detective Brando, man. So, anyway, I think it's about time you shine. So there was a question on your YOLO that said, "What's your type in females?" You ain't answered that question, Colin.
I mean, I did.
No. But we need an in-depth analysis.
I said my sting. That's
no, Colin.
Look, I would look. No, nobody know who this person is. It seemed like every day I do YOLOs. Not even every day. Like, this is the most I've done YOLOs in a while. Just because I've been bored and have nothing else to do.
Right.
But I don't say anything about relationships in my question. I just be like, talk crazy. Do whatever you say, whatever y'all want. And it seems like the five responses I get every time I post is, you're fine. I want you. Let a real female, let a real female get with you. Or who do you mess with? It's them four, and then the fifth one is somebody talking crazy about something that don't got nothing to do with anything. I swear, them is the five responses I get every time.
Golly.
It's consistent. I don't want to say it's that same person trolling me, but then again, I do feel like it's one out of them five responses that be trolling. Like, just a few days ago, somebody has said, why do y'all want him? This dude had two girlfriends in the same at the same time in the month of October. My response to that was, who did I talk to in the month of October?
Why was my dude so specific, though?
Like, somebody has to clearly know what I was doing in the month of October for them to bring something like that up. I'm just sitting here like, y'all getting stalked. Like, who knows I was talking?
Yeah, you call me Detective Brando.
Like, who know what I be doing for the month of October?
They probably, listen, man. They headhunters. They looking for anything, man.
Nah, but to answer your question, though, my type is my stink.
All right, that's fair enough.
And I said that people was like, "Who is that?" I'm like, "I'm not about to tell y'all who she is, bro." Somebody tried to say she probably not even that cute for real. Okay.
so it's basically she know.
Right, she know who she is.
All right, that's cool.
Matter of fact, I sent her my thing on my story because it was funny to me, and I sent it to her. She saved it in our conversations on Snapchat. So she know who she is.
She already know what the deal is. That's cool. That's cool. So, have hoes?
To myself, I know what I'm doing, but to the rest of the world, I'm just single. Everybody be trying to get at me. And I'm like, most of y'all, I don't want. Like, come on now.
Like that one time you called, then you said something about Carmen, and everybody tried to.
Oh my God! Everybody came my mind. Not even everybody. Some people, I put it to you like this: her friends thought what I said was funny. Some people thought what I said was out of line. I look at it like this: I'm not no comedian. No way, shape, or form I'm not a comedian. I say dumb stuff and it gets a reaction to get people to laugh. And I don't be doing it with intent to make people laugh. That's just who I am. You know me since freshman year. That's just the person I am. All
right.
I say stupid stuff all the time. I say I'm a little bit slow. But when that whole thing happened, that thing got blown out of proportion. When I tell you I said what I said and left it alone and didn't say nothing about it after that, and then I just kept getting questions. Like, the question, I don't remember what the question was, but all I know
it was something like, what would you date? It was something along the lines.
Oh, yeah, it was like who would I date or something like that.
Yeah.
Everybody just saying names, and then as soon as that name came up, I said what I ended up saying. And then it took away from what I was doing because it went from me asking a question just to like be funny to everybody talking about, oh, why you say this about blah 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 blah. And this is my thing. I'm not nobody's knight in shining armor. I'm not gonna be the person that said the right thing at the right time. That's just me. But with that, I was doing that to be funny, and I didn't think it was that serious only because this person that I said that about talks about any and everybody all the time.
So it was just like,
wasn't even me defending everybody else. It's like, okay, she cracks a joke, so I'm gonna crack a joke. And it's like, you can't crack jokes on everybody else. And then when somebody crack a joke on you, you want to get all defensive and want to fight. Because when I tell you that happened over winter break, mid-winter break, and then we came back that following week, she said she saw me that morning coming back from CPC. Because I have A block and she has B.
Right.
I remember, and Terrence and all of them was talking about how I was wild for saying that. But I'm like, bro, it's a joke. I didn't think it was that serious. This is just me trying to, like, just me cracking jokes.
Right.
But when me and him, it was me, Terrence, Rodney, and Sam. We all came back from CPC. And we walked past her and her friends. She looked dead at me, but said nothing to me. Now, if I'm her, that's the right time to say something to you. Like, you try to punk me, so I'm going to clown you in front of your friends. That was her time to say something. Because remember, when you get back, if you got A block and you come back from CPC, that's like right toward the end of second hour for everybody else at our school. So you got to wait in the cafeteria. She had about 20 minutes to say something to me and did not say anything to me. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, she didn't, because everybody's like, oh, you should be scared because she gonna come at you reckless. I'm like, no, I'm gonna look at her like anybody else that's approached me, man or female. You got this. If you don't say nothing, don't say nothing to me later on. Say what you got to say right then and there, or don't say nothing to me. So then the day went on. She waited until about going into fifth hour. I didn't see her after that. My locker, from what the principals are saying, my locker and her locker was close together. But I had friends, female friends, like Lauren. Well, it's a bunch of, it's like too many Laurens that go there, but it's Lauren that's in our grade. It's two Laurens that's in our grade, but I'm not talking about Lauren Dawson. I'm talking about the other Lauren.
All right.
Hang out with Amaya and them. She shares a locker with me for certain hours because, like, my locker is close to some of her classes, so she'll put her stuff in there. You get what I'm saying. She was there. Tanisha was there, and a couple other, and Jermaine and his girlfriend Lauren, who graduated this year with him because of the corona, they was there. Her locker was next to mine, and Jermaine was over there. So everybody was over there, just right. Over there chopping it up. I don't see her. Now, I have my AirPods in, and you know me, my AirPods be blasting because I don't like talking to people for real at school. Because it's like, I'm not cool with you outside of school, so I'm not about to be fake and talk to you while we in school. I speak, but I'm not about to sit here and have no full-blown conversation.
Yeah.
I didn't see her. So I'm putting my stuff up, grabbing my bag, because I'm about to go to gym. And we was about to hoop that day. I turn around. She's in my face, talking crazy. Now, I can read lips a little bit well, but I had my AirPods in, so I really wasn't paying her no attention. So she was like, you got something you want to say? And I just looked at her and I smiled and then I turned back around doing what I was doing because I wasn't about to give her none of my time or energy. So then she comes to my left side and starts poking me on my shoulder. Talk about, it's funny how you can talk crazy. And then she's like, it's funny how you can talk crazy on social but can't say nothing to me. And I'm just looking at her laughing in her face because I'm not taking her serious. Some people was like, wow, you disrespectful, you laughing in her face. But if anybody else was in that position and you not about to do anything to me, I'm just going to laugh at you because ain't nobody about to fight me over no joke. At least right. What I thought. So then she just talking crazy. And she's like, you need to stop talking, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you need to stop wasting your time and energy because I'm not trying to talk to you, one. And two, you over here doing all this rah, 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 like you're going to do something and you really ain't. And everybody's just standing there watching. So from the 5 to 6 people that was over there, now it's a whole crowd in the hallway because she's just being loud, calling me the P word, cussing me out, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, I'm just laughing in her face. Nah. Most people know me, like, I kind of got, like, not, I don't want to say I got an anger problem, but it's certain times where stuff will get to me and I won't let it go, which will cause me to, like, clap back and say something. But this day, right. I wasn't about to do none of that. I was having a good day. I wasn't about to mess with nobody. So, I just minded my business and staying in my own lane. But she took it upon herself to come and say something to me, which was a mistake in her own for thinking that I was going to take her or the situation serious. And so then she's like, you can't even look at me in my face. She's like, you scared. I'm like, I don't look at you. I said, the reason I won't look at you in your face is because I don't respect you. So I'm like, just keep it moving and go to class. So next thing you know, she's talking about, that's what I thought. And I'm just sitting there laughing still. And she said, She's like, you lucky I don't put my hands on you. And I'm like, you're not going to touch me. And I'm like, I'm sitting there laughing. I'm like, you doing all this rah-rah. And if anybody knows any person that fight for real,
would have been hit you.
Exactly. Anybody that was really mad, ready to fight, they would have been swung. It wouldn't even have got to no 5-10 minute back and forth conversation. If you was ready to fight, you would have swung. As soon as you saw me, you would have swung. It's a when I see you was on site type thing. That's what how I took it, but it didn't end up being like that. So I'm sitting there like, you wasting all your time and energy and risk being late to class because you got a problem with what I said. So I'm like, you're not about to touch me. Right. So
like I always say, I'm not sorry for what I said. I'm sorry for how you took it.
Like, so then she takes her earrings out. And I got my butt bag on. Everybody like, oh, here we go. We about to have a fight. And I'm like, I'm turning around telling everybody to calm down. because I'm like, nobody's about to fight. I'm sitting here telling everybody this. Nobody's about to fight, so everybody can just keep it moving. She keep cussing me out, so then the principal, Miss Mullins, came down in the hallway. She was like, young lady, come with me. So they had went to the office. I'm just sitting there still laughing, getting ready to go to class, and Jermaine was walking with me because him and his girlfriend was going the same way I was going. But he was like, way to stick. He was like, way to hold your ground, bro. He's like, you didn't back down. He's like, I thought you was going to walk away, but he's like, you held your own. I'm like, don't hype me up for something like that. Like, I'm not no fighter. I told everybody this. I don't fight unless I have to. Like, unless somebody get me there and put their hands on me, I'm not going to go on my way to fight nobody. That's just not who I am. But with that situation, I didn't take it seriously at all. Like, when I tell you how me and you were laughing the other day when we was all on group FaceTime, that's how I was in her face. I knew she wasn't going to touch me, so I'm just sitting here, like, keep it moving. And I'm not even trying to feed into it.
Right.
I'm just staying positive. Not one time did I get loud with her. Not one time did I cuss her out or insinuate I was trying to fight. I was just like, keep it moving. I'm not about to do this with you. So I get called down to the office during sixth hour, and it was me, Mr. Kittle, the school officer, and I don't know who the other lady assistant principal is.
Oh, El Corey or whatever.
Yeah. So I get in there. They talk about, do you know why we called you down here? I'm like, yeah, I already know why y'all called me down here. Now, my first thought is they just going to have a conversation with me, right? And then keep it moving. I'm going to go about the rest of my day. This conversation took 20 minutes that took away from me watching the movie in sixth hour because we was watching something. I think we was watching The Hate U Give. So they taking time for me watching the movie, trying to get caught up on other work so I don't have to worry about homework for that night. Because remember, I play basketball, and basketball takes up 2/3 of my day.
Right.
So I'm not trying to have homework when I get home. So I just do, if I got homework and I know we're not doing nothing in another class, I'll bring my homework to that class, do it, and put it in my locker and won't have to worry about it. So they took 20 minutes away from me doing that. Excuse me. I don't know why my allergies acting up.
You good, bro. Take your time.
But, yeah. So I get in the office and they's like, do you know why we called you down? I'm like, yeah, I know why. Just sitting there, not taking the situation serious at first. Because I'm like, I know we really not about to sit here and talk about something I said a week and a half ago while we weren't in school and make this a bigger thing than what it was. That's what I'm thinking to myself. So then they talking about what happened. They asked me what I said. I didn't lie to them about what I said. I told them what I had said. And the only problem I had with that entire conversation with me, Mr. Kittle, and Miss Alcori, I feel like Miss Alcori put her personal feelings into it. Now, see, when you a principal, some principals, they say, oh, they not supposed to pick sides or whatever. They supposed to remain neutral. She didn't do that. I feel like Miss Alcori was talking to me like she was the girl mama. Because whenever I tried to talk, she would interrupt me and cut me off talking about, you can't justify what you said, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm not trying to justify what I said. My whole problem was we're sitting here talking about something I said a week and a half ago. And y'all trying to make me this villain when she came up and basically was trying to put her hands on me, and nobody's talking about that.
Right, we're not about to have that conversation.
We're not about to talk about that, but we talk about something I said a week ago. And now looking back on it, what I said was wrong, and I shouldn't have said it. But in that moment, I'm more frustrated about y'all calling me out of class about something I said a week ago opposed to what happened today. Because I'm thinking about we're about to talk about what happened an hour and a half, 2 hours prior. Nobody once brought that up. And then when we did talk about it, the response I got from Miss Alcori was, oh, well, she had every right to come up and approach you. Did you not? So you telling me that if I say something about you, you can come approach me and whatever you say or threat you make, you're not going to get in trouble, but we looking at what I said a week and a half prior. Now, I get – She was trying to say that I was fat shaming the girl. And I don't think I was doing that because if you peep, I was cracking jokes on everybody on there.
Right.
Like, somebody had brought up Jermaine and Morgan's relationship, and I said, that's none of my business. And then I put the laugh out loud emoji. But I was cracking jokes on everybody in there. I wasn't talking about everybody. I was just like, oh, you stupid, or oh, that's retarded. Like, stuff like that. But my whole problem with that situation was nothing happened to her in regard of her trying to put her hands on me. Because I sat there and told all three of them this. I said, so she can come say something to me and try to put her hands on me, and it's not an issue. And I said, so what if she would have, I said, what if no principal would have came and stopped that situation? She would have touched me. Then what? I know I was wrong. I said, I just told him that. I feel that. And I told him, I took back what I said. I would take back what I said. And I even told him I would apologize to him. Brandon already know this conversation, this topic, but I'm on the podcast with him. I was Brandon's my homie.
You said my homie.
No, she don't know you because you don't hoop with me.
You sound like a grown man.
But I told him, I was like, so we not talking about that, but we're talking about something that happened a week prior. And like I said, I feel like for Miss Alcoy, for her to be a principal and she put her personal feelings in it, I didn't think that was appropriate. Because she started looking at me and was like, your parents should be very ashamed. Your parents should be disappointed. Now, mind you, I'm not getting fed up because, again, she's an adult. So, and I'm not taking her serious past that point either because she put her personal feelings in something that don't got nothing to do with her. I'm talking about everybody's talking about X, Y, and Z, but we not talking about how what could have happened. Because if she would have touched me, I don't know what would have happened. Everybody talk about, oh, was you going to fight her? I don't hit females. I know I wouldn't have let it get to that point for her to swing on me, though. And then as soon as something like that would have happened, I'm getting handcuffs, getting ready to go down the prank scene. Or the school officer ready to take me somewhere, and then my parents will have to come get me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like with that whole situation, looking back on it, what I said was out of line. I didn't think it would have been that serious. And I told them I would apologize to her if it was that serious of an issue. But my whole problem with that situation was y'all caught my house and made it seem like what I said was wrong, even though I know what I said was wrong. But y'all made it just the whole situation was about that. But nobody brought up about how this girl was trying to fight. And then if I would have fought her, then what would have happened? Because I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now. If we would have fought, I would not be having this. I would not be talking to you about this right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So that's the problem I had. Nobody wanted to do anything about that. And they so backwards. Y'all would rather focus on somebody saying something than somebody making threats trying to fight them.
Man, that's WCS, man.
And I didn't, and ever since then, I did, like, Miss Alcory's in a, like, an adult, and she a principal. I'm going to always respect her because she's a principal, but the person, that's not somebody I'm going to go out my way and have no conversation with. Because she made it seem like she herself was in a situation like that before. I guess that what she was insinuating because she was talking about how females in high school are worried about their appearance. I'm like, you talking about everything else but what happened. It's like what happened when I told you about the YOLOs a couple days ago. Y'all talking about something else that has nothing to do with the situation at all or what was already being discussed.
Right.
So at that point on, I didn't take it that serious no more. And then Mr. Kittle was walking me back to class and he said, don't worry. I don't even think he... And this the principal, you know you good if the principal, if another principal tell you he didn't think it was that serious. Because he said he didn't care. He said he would have wished that it wouldn't have got that far. But he said, looking at it, he said it's petty kid stuff. So he said, I was good. Nobody was going to be in trouble. And I'm like, you would think they would have had a conversation with both of us. But they told me not to approach her, leave her alone, don't say nothing to her, which I would never go and approach her anyway and go out my way to do it. But since then, she's had slick stuff to say to me, and I just let it roll off my back because This is somebody who tried to fight me and did all that rah-rah but didn't touch me. So I past that point on, I never took her seriously since that day.
All right. Not, you know, that's fair.
Man, I talked about that for 20 minutes.
We were sitting here for a while. But, I mean.
But that's, but see, not everybody know that. The only thing everybody knows is what I said and how she came up and approached me trying to fight. Nobody knows about everything else that had happened. Nobody knows that she sat there talking for 15, 20 minutes and didn't touch me, and I'm sitting there laughing. Don't nobody know that. Everybody knows is, oh, Carmen came up and was trying to fight Colin. Oh, Colin said this last week. Like, nobody knows the middle. Everybody knows it's the beginning and the end part.
Right.
So I had to clear that up because everybody talk about, she was about to punk you. I'm like, from where I was standing, and I was standing right next to her, she wasn't about to punk nobody.
I mean, we got one more thing for you to clear up, though. You know what time it is, Colin. You was not going to leave this podcast without getting asked this question. We're going to have to talk about the Zayna situation.
Man.
It's all good, man. Take your time. Take your time.
Nah, I'm going to say this. Because I feel like we got some other stuff we can talk about. If you cool with me and you rock with me, y'all know what I, like, most of everybody know what I done said already. So I'm not about right. to keep going back over this and then everybody be like, oh, because see, what's going to happen is whatever I say, whoever's listening to this, it's going to make it bigger than what it is. And then somehow they're going to end up telling her, and we're going to have to go through this whole problem all over again. And I'm not trying to do that because I've seen her once since that whole situation. Only I know what I did, and only she know what happened. So it's like, I'm not
whatever you think happened.
I'm not saying it didn't.
It happened.
It's what happened.
All right. So, Colin, question I get asked a lot about you because, you know, you my nigga. We hang out from time to time. It's a.
Yeah, and we gotta start back doing that too, cause like I already told you, like I be busy. So.
Yeah,
and then you about to start back doing work. So,
but you know, people always ask me, do Colin have hoes? Colin, do you have hoes?
For my stink that's out there listening, I only got you. No, on a serious note, though, I don't have no hoes, though. And I'm going to tell you like this. And then I don't want nobody to say, oh, he's taking too long to answer. He has hoes. I don't have.
Yeah, he got to think of the right word. People always trying to twist something.
Exactly. Everybody's always trying to twist my words. My stink know who she is. Matter of fact, we was all on group FaceTime.
Yeah, I got you. I get what you're saying.
But, I put it to you like this. Having hoes is kind of lame because that's like a form of cheating. Yeah, you're not with nobody, exactly. But at the same time, you're playing everybody. And I feel like that's no need to have no hoes because it's like, nah, you asking somebody who's had hoes in the past, but then cut that out. So. Yeah, I used to, but when I did, this was probably freshman year and sophomore year. And since then, I kind of calmed down. Everybody's like, oh, he always has hoes. And me, I've said it like this. I don't think I'm that cute. So how could I be talking to multiple people at once when I don't right, see yeah, why a female would talk to me to begin with, you know?
Right.
But no, I don't.
To have
and I kind of think it's lame for people to do that because – Right, because now I'm not saying that you can't, like, anybody can do what they want to do. I just, from my opinion, I think that's lame only because, like, you would rather have multiple. Now, some people's into having multiple people to talk to instead of that one, but then again, when people do stuff like that, they make life hard for people like you, me, Seydou, and all of us to get a female when most of these females be like, oh, boys, they only want one thing. Woo, woo, woo. because that's all they used to. So, like, I feel like when people have hoes, they make it harder for
other people. That is definitely true right there. When people have hoes, it definitely makes it harder for everybody else.
Like, I'm not saying you do, but I'm going to use you as an I'm not saying you do, but I'm going to use you as an right. example. Like, you can have five females you talk to, right? And then me not knowing you talk to this one specific female, but then I try to slide on her. She says no because my last person I was talking to only was using me. And I'm like, people like that make it harder for other people that actually want to talk to somebody. They make it harder for people. Because nah, it's like females, they'll post on their story and then you can slide up and give them a compliment and they'll just ignore you, leave you on open or say, why are you texting me? When all I'm doing is just giving you a compliment and asking how your day was going. I'm not trying to talk to you. I'm just giving you a compliment saying how your day
was going. Honestly, it don't make a difference if you reply to me or not. The least you can say is thank you.
It really doesn't. Exactly.
But
the fact that I took the time to slid up and type them 2-3 words.
Right. Like, a lot of people don't get
that's that. The least you can say.
So yeah. Y'all need to get better at answering texts and not being petty and dwelling on the past. Like I feel like if you don't get Jesus in a relationship, Sanders, I don't want to hear anything about your ex. Like I said, and Colin, I think you say this too. Maybe that's where I got it from. I don't care about anything that came before me or after me. I only care about what's happening right now with me.
That I for sure have said that. I say that a lot. I don't care what you do before me or after me. As long as it doesn't involve
right.
me. Exactly. Or hasn't, we Gucci. I say that to every female I talk to. I don't care about what you did in your past. That has nothing to do with me. I was not there. So I'm not going to sit here. And I'm not a judgmental person. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you did this, so I'm going to judge you. That's not who I am. You did this before I met you. You did this before I talked to you. So therefore, if I do start talking to you, you got a clean slate.
Exactly.
That's how I look at it. I'm not going to hold you accountable for something I didn't witness. Right.
Exactly. But, Colin, this brings us to the last question of the podcast. Now, you listen to a lot of music. You done put me hip to some different type of artists. Who are your top three favorite artists to, like, listen to?
I listen to old school and new stuff. But, like, me personally, I feel like I'm in the old generation when it comes to music. Yeah.
To older because music, like 80s and 90s?
Listening, like, all right, but like, it's like listening to some of it changed my perspective on music. Like, I listen to Tupac right. a lot. Him for me is my number one. But then behind that, it's like behind him is Kendrick Lamar. And that's my one. If I had to pick one from that era, I'm picking him. And then from not like everybody, like from what everybody listens to, nah, behind him, I'm going to go with Kendrick and J. Cole.
Right.
I'm picking those two because, well, the fact that they two greatest rappers of this generation right now, and everybody going to be like, and I already know my brother. Like, I was just on the phone with him yesterday, and he's my cousin, but like, I call him my brother, Myron. But I was on the phone with him yesterday. He talks about YoungBoy to go. I said, no, he's not. He's like, who better than YoungBoy? I said, J. Cole. He was like, well, YoungBoy has two number one albums. And I'm like, J. Cole has five. So since when does two outgrade five? Like, since when is two greater than five?
All the NBA YoungBoy fans just left a dislike real quick.
All the NBA YoungBoy fans is going at me and be like, oh, you don't know, you don't listen to YoungBoy. Your playlist is probably trash. It might be trash to you, but like, I listen to YoungBoy.
He's the greatest. I'm
not saying YoungBoy is trash. I just don't think he's the GOAT. Right. Everybody's opinion is going to be different, but then again, I'm looking at it based on facts. Yes, he has two number one albums. Yes, he's probably, out of the people who's rapping right now, he's probably the best rapper right now. Or probably behind Meek Mill and Drake, but he's probably the best right now. But if we being for real, you got two number one albums when there's people out here that have more than 10. That's how I look at it. Like the like when everybody talk about the comparison between LeBron and Michael Jordan. Everybody, I'm looking at it based off of what I seen skill wise. I think LeBron and everybody's gonna be like, dislike. He said LeBron is better than Kobe and Jordan. Dislike. But I look at it based off skill. But I'm a huge LeBron fan. But like, if we talking like it's like comparing the albums to rings. Everybody right. says Jordan is GOAT because he got 6 rings, right? If we being real, Bill Russell was the greatest of all time because he got 11. He got 11. Nobody talks about that. Everybody talks about Jordan got 6. Well, Bill Russell got 11. So who messing with Bill Russell?
Right. Let's like, make this make on, sense.
Man. All right. You talking about he's the greatest rapper because he got 2 number one albums. J. Cole got 5.
Yeah. Yeah. I personally, I only listen to like people gonna hate on me for this, but I only listen to like 5 YoungBoy songs. Honestly.
Like that's how I am. Right. Maybe three. But
yeah.
Cause I'm not no YoungBoy fan. I'm not gonna sit here and put on no front and say, oh, YoungBoy cold, blah 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 blah. Like he cold for other people, but it's all like right. it depends on who you like and right. what you listen to.
Cause I listen to J. Cole, YBN Cordae, and Kendrick Lamar all day, but I couldn't listen to it.
I'm still waiting on Kendrick to drop right, something. A while He's supposed ago. To Ben drop something right now. But I was watching an interview of his from probably 2-3 years ago, maybe even 5. And one of his albums took him 2 years to make. So ain't no telling when his next album is gonna come out. If it took him 2 years to make Good Kid, Mad City and To Pimp a Butterfly, if it took him 2 years each, that's 4 years total. If it took him 4 years just to make them 2 albums, imagine how long it's going to take him to make this new album. And mind you, his last album came out in right. 2017. I'm not going to say. No, his last album was in 2017. Yeah. He was featured on the Black Panther album the following year, but his own album came out spring, summertime of 17. He has not dropped a hit single. He has not been on, not no hit single of his own, but like if he's not on no feature track,
but they say
he has not dropped nothing of his own since going on really 3 years. Yeah, really
they
3
say
years
about the, they say he might be dropping the album sometime this year.
Yeah, I hope because I'm tired of listening to all the same Kendrick songs. I'm like, bro, every time I listen to this, I'm like, bro, when is he gonna drop the new stuff?
Right.
Where? Like, come on, man.
It's gonna be worth the wait, though. I'm gonna tell you that. It's always worth the wait.
Hey, and as soon as he dropped that album, I'm gonna be the first one to be like, hey, I told y'all Kendrick was better than YoungBoy. Dislike, he just said Kendrick yeah. was better than YoungBoy.
Hey, when it happened, you better go link this recording like I told y'all.
Be like, I called this 3 months in advance. I said that Kendrick was better. All right,
Colin, we kind of running out of time. This is getting longer than my usual episodes. But thank you for
this the best one. Yeah. Oh yeah, everybody go follow me on Instagram at Colin Youngbull. Colin.
Snapchat, Twitter.
And then after on Snapchat, Cmore86. It's lowercase on Snapchat. CMOOR.
And then of course gonna put it all in the descriptions and stuff.
That's the username, my actual screen name.
Right, and we're going to put it all in the description for y'all, just in case y'all really want to go follow my boy. Yeah. But, Colin, thank you for coming out, kicking it with me.
Well, thank you for having me on here. This was something that was supposed
this
to be.
This is so long.
First video. I think you told me I was supposed to be probably like your first or second guest on the
podcast. I mean, you here now, though. We made it.
No. Stuff we don't know.
episode 19.
But, well, hopefully I'll be back, not as no guest though, but
oh yeah, I'll bring you back. Don't even worry about it. But anyway, go check out some more episodes of the podcast, and we'll catch y'all later.